Have I not said in my word that I am looking throughout the earth, searching for those on whose behalf I can show myself strong? Have I not said in my word that this is what I seek? Have I not said that I'm seeking for those who worship me in spirit and in truth? I will show myself strong, and I will do great things in your midst. What I need from you is commitment. What I need from you is an open heart and a willingness to be used by me. You're here at this conference, and I take you seriously. I am prepared to move upon every single one of you and to release within every single one of you something very great and mighty, an anointing that you can take with you back to your homes, back to your churches. My desire is to minister through you. I am looking for people, my children, who will let me demonstrate myself through them. So many of the things that you see are things of the flesh, yet my children call it a move of the Spirit. Emotions can be manipulated for many different types of demonstrations. Those are false signs and wonders. But I say unto you, the greatest move is what I do in you for change. For even carnal Christians can experience genuine signs and wonders as my gifts manifest. But I want you to conform to the image of the glory of my Son. And I am prepared to work in you to take you to the next level. You are all here at different stages in your walk with me. And I honor what you are doing. Your time with me this week is not time in vain. For I honor the way you are honoring me. And I want you to know I am going to move in you. Do not take lightly any of these services, for I am going to move in every single one of them. Maybe not in the way that you anticipate or even hope, but I will move according to my plan. And I will bring things to pass in this week that you have not expected. My desire is to take this week and multiply its effectiveness in your life, so that instead of it just being one week, in the Spirit, it will seem like many weeks. I will take you to a new level in me this week, if you will let me. So submit yourself to me. I know that is the desire of your heart. That's why you're here. But do not think that it wouldn't hurt you every day to say, Father, I choose to submit to you fully this day. As a reminder of why you're here and what I'm going to do. I love you. I love you so very much. And I want you to truly be an example for me in this world. I will lay my hand upon you, and I will speak blessings upon your life. Blessings that will never be taken away from you. I desire to use you to put the enemy to shame. I desire to use you like I used my Son. For did he not say that if you truly believe in him, the works that he did, you would do also? Yes. My desire is to use you, my sons and my daughters in the way that I used my son and bring glory to his name, says the Lord. Hallelujah.